Black Lives Matter, Ramp Up Civil Resistance by Shaka Boona. Over the Christmas holiday weekend, Black Lives Matter movement members protested at the Mall of America in Minneapolis, occupy the St. Paul Minneapolis Airport, and occupy San Francisco's International Airport terminal and runway. These righteous acts of civil resistance, just like youth throwing rocks at militarized police in Ferguson and Baltimore, were organized to resist oppression and the ongoing injustices against mostly Black and Latino communities in America. Although the Black Lives Matter movement demonstrators' actions of civil resistance are to be saluted with a raised clenched fist and encouraged, they must understand that America will have to be dragged, kicking and screaming, down the road to justice, and will certainly not give justice to Black and Latino peoples in America until they are forced by the power of the people to do so. Ancestor Frederick Douglass rightly understood that America will only respect or concede to a power that's greater than or equal to its own, or a power that can inflict immeasurable pain to its national interests. Black people in America hold the latter power in its hands through their ability to shut down America's economy. The Black Lives Matter movement is fast coming to the realization of said power and are acting on it. When observing the global capitalist economic system, you learn that the economies of the world are interconnected. So if America's economy catches a cold, the nation's economies around the world suffers from its effects. In redistributing the economic and social justice pains to America at large that the national Black community is suffering from, the Black Lives Matter movement may become wise and start to strategically occupy America's shipping ports along the East and West Coast, occupy its railroad transport systems that distribute commodities throughout America, occupy the many distribution centers of commodities throughout the U.S., occupy the stock exchange buildings of major cities, and continue to occupy the international airport terminal. The big three U.S.-based international delivery companies are FedEx, UPS, and DHL. All three corporations operate globally by way of FedEx Superhub in Memphis, Tennessee, UPS's World Port in Louisville, Kentucky, and UPS's gigantic Chicago area consolidated hub and several logistics parks on the grounds of the former Juliet Arsenal in the Chicago area. The Black Lives Matter demonstrators' occupation of these economic distribution centers will cause great financial loss to the U.S. and those companies and disrupt international delivery, a loss perhaps in the trillions of dollars. The national Black community in America will never receive substantial economic, political, and social justice from power until Black people anchor its external direct action with the power of economic punishment and create a crisis for the system of U.S. governance. We're talking full spectrum disorder. From the belly of the beast at Prison Radio, I am Shaka Boona. Thank you for listening.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.